China to impose 55% tariffs on beef imports beyond set quotas. China will impose an additional 55% tariff on beef imports from countries including Brazil, Australia, and the United States when shipments exceed set quotas, the Chinese Ministry of Commerce said on December 31. The ministry said it would apply the measures for a three-year period starting on January 1, 2026. It comes after the conclusion of a year-long investigation into rising beef imports and their impact on domestic producers. The probe examined whether rising beef imports had surged in volume, whether they caused harm to local producers, and whether a direct causal link existed between imports and industry losses, the ministry said. The investigating authorities determined that the increase in imported beef had seriously damaged China's domestic industry, and that there was a causal relationship between the increase in the quantity of imported products and the serious damage, it said. Once a country's annual quota is filled, importers will be required to pay the additional 55% tariff, beginning on the third day after the quota is met, on top of existing duties, according to the ministry. Brazil will remain China's largest beef supplier under the system, with more than 1.1 million tons allocated in 2026. Australia received a quota of 205,000 tons in 2026, slightly above New Zealand's allocation, positioning it as a mid-tier supplier, but still well behind Brazil and Argentina under the new system. The United States received a relatively small quota at 164,000 tons in 2026. Unused quota volumes cannot be carried over to subsequent years, the ministry said. The measures will be gradually relaxed at fixed intervals during the three-year period, according to the announcement, although the ministry did not specify the precise pace of the easing. The ruling applies to beef derived from cattle of the Bos genus, including fresh, chilled, and frozen beef, both bone-in and boneless, the ministry said. During the three-year period, China will suspend special provisions for beef under the 2015 China-Australia Free Trade Agreement, the ministry said, removing a layer of preferential protection for Australian exporters. Beef trade flows. Last year, Brazil was China's largest beef supplier, shipping about 1.34 million tons. Followed by Argentina with 594,567 tons and Uruguay with 243,662 tons. Imports from Australia totaled 216,050 tons, while New Zealand supplied 150,514 tons and the United States 138,112 tons. U.S. beef and beef product exports to China were valued at about $1.58 billion in 2024, making China the third largest overseas market by value, behind South Korea and Japan. According to data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Foreign Agricultural Service. According to the U.S. Meat Export Federation, U.S. beef has faced multiple layers of retaliatory duties in China, linked to broader U.S.-China trade disputes. In February 2020, China introduced a duty exclusion process that allowed some importers to reduce tariffs on U.S. beef to the most favored nation rate of 12% if applications were approved. That relief narrowed over time. China imposed an additional 10% retaliatory duty on U.S. beef on March 10, 2025, followed by further tariff hikes announced in April. Those duties were initially set at 34%, later raised to 84%, and then increased to 125%, USMEF data show. The combined effect pushed China's effective tariff rate on U.S. beef to as high as 147% before the two sides agreed to temporary reductions. The rate was lowered to 32% on May 14th and then to 22% on November 10th under a de-escalation agreement. China said on December 31st that beef imports from developing countries or regions will be excluded from the new measures if their individual import share does not exceed 3%, provided the combined share of all such exempt countries remains below 9%. If either threshold is breached during the three-year period, the ministry said, the affected countries could be brought under the measures starting the following year. Reuters contributed to this report.